John Steinberg. He's the founder and CEO of Cheddar. It's a online, on-demand financial news network focusing towards millennials. And also Carl McDonald, who is the CEO of Strayer Education. They've teamed up for this to talk a little bit about digital entrepreneurship. Good morning, John and Carl. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us on a rough morning for Cleveland, guys.
Hey, the sun is shining here. We're moving on. We take our lumps.
It's baseball season now.
And it, just like technology, things keep moving forward. We can't look back. We can't stay still. What is a digital entrepreneur? Is that such a thing? Or what? How is that a person, a concept? What is that?
It's the world we live in today. I mean, I was the president of BuzzFeed for 4 years, and we couldn't find people who knew how to do marketing, finance, strategy, and sales in a business that was largely based on the web and the internet. And you know, I've known Carl and Strayer for a long time, and we both felt that this was a need in the market, and so we got to talking, and now we've launched an MBA that you can do on your phone to be ready for the economy of the 21st century.
So how does it translate from what people think of online? You know, they able to use a laptop or a computer. How does the smartphone, what's the advantage of that, I guess?
Well, it's all about accessibility, Bruce. We wanted to make a program that first was as accessible as we could get it. And to do that, we've designed this entire program to be consumed on a mobile device, a smartphone, since just about everybody has one. And in addition, the platform, if you will, that you'll be consuming this education on is Facebook, which I think everyone knows how to use. So if you have a smartphone and you know how to use Facebook, you're more than fluent to take this program.
And something like this takes how long? What's the length of time going through for this MBA online?
Well, we're launching the first course July 1, and it's a standard semester of about 12 weeks, just like you would normally see in any kind of university program. And then over the course of a couple years, you'd be able to earn your entire MBA. Now, the course in and of itself, this first course, is self-contained. By the end of it, you'll be able to put together a plan either for inside your company to push forward a new initiative that involves the internet or web-based technology, or you'd be able to put together a plan to start a business. You'll know all the financials, the modeling, the sales, the different social media marketing that goes into doing a digital business. You know, I talked to an admiral yesterday who's joining our program, a former Navy admiral who has a stained glass business that he wants to bring onto the internet. By the end of this 12 weeks, he'll be able to formulate the idea on how to do that.
Yeah, so why are we seeing such rapid growth in MBA options?
Well, there's a lot of demand for graduate education broadly because people are looking to upskill. They need to improve their capabilities. And in this case, we think a set of skills around all things digital makes a lot of sense for people since technology is starting to touch really every part of our economy and every part of our life.
How do you take a test on a smartphone or get that kind of feedback?
It's actually, in some ways, it's easier than ever because the faculty and myself, we will be actively engaged in the discussion groups. Now, Strayer faculty are already always engaged in the online discussion groups on a daily, if not hourly, basis. But now, when I'm on my phone, I can respond to student questions. We're going to have about 50 to 100 students in this first semester, so we can interact with them in real time. There's video conferences. There's one-on-one phone calls with their faculty advisors and the professors. I mean, it's very much like the modern world. I mean, when you think about how most companies get run, the CEO or the senior management's traveling all around the world. So much of it is done virtually now anyway.
Where do you get the educators who are comfortable on the teaching end to participate in this?
Well, at Strayer, we've been pioneering online education for 15 plus years. So we're very good at helping faculty members develop the skills that they need to have to be good online. And to John's point, good on video. That's how people want to learn today. And so it's paramount that our professors embrace the technology that we're teaching. And in this case, they've very much done that.
And you know, I mean, I was a student myself. I've taken two courses in the Jack Welch Management Institute program at Strayer. And the readings are the same, or similar readings you would do if you were in a real world, physical world class. The discussion groups are effectively the same. The quizzes and tests are the same. I mean, the only difference is that you're not sitting in an actual classroom most of the case. And as you guys know, whether you've got kids or you remember back to your school day, I mean, you know, sitting in a room with somebody lecturing to you is not necessarily the most engaged, you know, state of mind for an individual anyway.
What becomes the advantage then? Because obviously you don't want to just replicate what happens in a classroom. Since it is on your smartphone, you use online, you have the sort of connection to the world of the internet. How do you use that to the best of its ability?
I mean, that's really the best part of this, which is you can imagine a student doing a reading in the evening, having a discussion group in the morning on the way to work, and then arriving at the office with a thought in their head, in his or her head, about how they want to tackle an employee issue, an issue of layering someone, laying somebody off, a challenge in sales. I mean, the nice part about these programs is that you're taking and doing them while you're actually working in the field. It's not like you're off in some ivory tower listening to some professor and then waiting for years to actually apply it. You learn through applying it. It's like an athlete playing on the field, you know, right after a practice.
You're like getting to that sort of point of purchase kind of thing where you're sort of getting the idea and then you can implement in the real world right there and there practically.
Yeah, our motto is you learn today and you apply it tomorrow. And the whole idea behind this partnership is to make the education as relevant as we can get it. So we have faculty members that have teamed up with a very proven and experienced entrepreneur, and the product of that for the student is going to be an education like no other.
I mean, you know, Carl and I were talking about Tesla before we came on air with you guys, and, you know, look, the world is being radically transformed. I mean, the likelihood that an individual is going to drive a car themselves on a highway 5 years from now, I think, is almost zero. This is the way education is going. You know, the old model of you just go away and you learn and then you do things is just, it doesn't make sense in a world where things change so rapidly. I think the world's going to be unrecognizable in a number of years. I think education's going to be transformed, and we want to, you know, we want to be on the forefront of that. We like doing things. We like bringing things to the students that they need now.
And we talk about, obviously, learning and getting an MBA using your smartphone and other technologies for that. I'd imagine that's sort of what the coursework you guys have planned and put together for the people who take these courses is sort of that digital entrepreneur, correct?
Yeah, well, the smartphone is just the vehicle. It's just a platform, and we did that because we wanted to make it as convenient as possible. The content is going to be all around what's happening in the world today. You're not going to be studying case studies from 10 years ago or 20 years ago. This is what's in the Wall Street Journal today, or what's on Cheddar today, what's going on with Facebook, what's going on with Uber. What lessons can be gleaned from all of that, to John's point, so you can get it into your job today and you're a better performing employee?
And the course materials are very modern. I mean, we're using Angela Duckworth's book, Grit, which is kind of the most modern of philosophies around operating. The kind of perseverance and tenacity is what generates success. We've got Ken Auletta's book on Google called Googled, which is one of the readings. And then we've got the Ashley Vance you know, kind of deep biography on Elon Musk. So you're reading about SpaceX, Tesla, Google, Facebook. You're reading the most modern of kind of management philosophy around leadership. You know, there's no kind of like crusty old textbooks in this.
And where do people find out more about this, getting them excited now? Obviously, they can use their smartphone even to look this up. Where can they go get the details on this new partnership?
Yeah, the best place to go is digitalmba.strayer.edu.
And if somebody kind of like, you know, forgot or they're driving, just Google Strayer and Digital MBA when you get out of the car.
Sounds great. John Steinberg, CEO of Cheddar, and Carl McDonald of Strayer Education. Gentlemen, thanks for your time and for this partnership. It sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you.